Treaty 11 was signed in 1921 and followed the same pattern as Treaty 8. The Dene and Métis north of Great Slave Lake were also facing the challenges of encroaching miners and trappers and the threat of disease. They looked to the treaty process as an opportunity to ensure cooperation and support from the Government of Canada to secure their future. The Dene and Métis of Treaty 11 secured similar provisions to those secured by the Dene and Cree of Treaty 8. As with Treaty 8, the government's goal in negotiating Treaty 11 with the Dene and Métis was driven by the effort to extinguish Indigenous title and rights and gain control of the resource-rich lands, most notably the oil at Norman Wells. The first oil strike by newcomers to the north was made in 1920, but it was no surprise to the Saulteaux Dene, who had used the oil for many purposes for generations. Shortly after this strike, Treaty Commissioner Henry Anthony Conroy advised the government on the urgent need to pursue Treaty 11. This excerpt from his letter clearly shows the government's motivation and approach to Treaty 11. Conroy wrote, "Indian title has not yet been extinguished with respect to the entire country north of Great Slave Lake, and in my opinion, it would be desirable to take a surrender of this territory from the northern chiefs as soon as possible, in order to avoid complications with respect to the exploitation of the country for oil. I have in past years recommended this line of action, but as there was no great influx of whites in the district, the matter has been held in abeyance." Treaty 11 was signed 1 year later in 1921.